Act 2, Scene 2.
Page 46.
But then he got old enough to take money out of my purse, and it's been downhill ever since.
Bunny enters, downstage left.
Hey, girlfriends! Bobby Duane!
Nice helmet, Bunny. Must make riding that broom so much safer.
Look at you, Mavis. I always wondered what outfit I wouldn't want to be caught dead in. Now I know.
Excuse me, I've got to run to the kitchen.
Crystal exits, upstage left.
Hurry and finish up in there. It's time to collect your belongings, because you all got to clear out.
What are you talking about? You agreed Sugar Lee could stay here through Valentine's Day.
Actually, I agree she could stay until Valentine's Day. And it's 5 o'clock the day before, so this charade is over. Even my generosity has its limits. I've got demolition equipment ready to roll. And after I kick you out, I'll just make it to the Rotary Club dinner. They're naming me Eden Falls Outstanding Citizen. And that's when I'll announce plans for my museum. The timing's perfect. And speaking of time, it's a wastin'. Chop chop, people.
You're bluffing.
Am I? Rev 'em up, boys! That's right. Pick it up, and don't bother with the furniture. We can bulldoze it with the building.
Crystal enters, upstage left.
These are my special Cupid cookies. I made them with you in mind. Help yourself.
Normally, I don't eat sweets, but since this is a special occasion, I'll try one. Oh my, these are fantastic.
Have more. They're small.
Sugar Lee enters, downstage left.
Sugar Lee, if you're gonna break our hearts, do it fast and get it over with.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. With love from the state of Georgia.
What's going on? I'm serious. You'd better finish gathering up your little what-me-nots, because you're out of here.
Actually, we're not. You know all those historical papers of Vonda Joyce's you were so interested in? They wound up telling us everything we needed to keep Sugar Lee from losing this place.
I don't think you understand. She has lost it.
Just like a dog with a bone, aren't you? Follow along with me here. See, Vonda Joyce was going through these diaries trying to find out where the women of Eden Falls put that peach brandy still. You know, the one they hid to keep Sherman from burning down the town at the end of the war between the states.
Vonda Joyce never found it, but guess who did? Bobby Duane. And once we knew the actual location, it made it easier for Mavis and Nita to go back to the diaries and confirm it.
I'm hard-pressed to understand what any of this has to do with me.
It'll dawn on you in a minute now. See, Bobby Duane found pieces of a broken still and a few dusty bottles of peach brandy, and called an old football buddy at the State Historical Commission about it. Then, Nita handled the paperwork to document it, and Carlene got one of her ex-sisters-in-law in the governor's office to rush the paperwork through the system.
Truth is, history bores me to tears. Is there a reason I should care about your little discovery?
Just one. You're standing on top of it. The event that took place in this cellar had a huge impact on what happened in Georgia near the end of 1864.
And this building is sitting on top of that hiding place. It's getting an historical marker, which means you can't touch this old church. Under Georgia state law, it's now a protected landmark.
No! You can't do this to me!
And one more thing, Bunny. We were going through Vonda Joyce's research and discovered several of your illustrious ancestors turned out to be spies, turncoats, and backstabbers.
Somehow that didn't surprise us.
Oh, sorry, Bunny. No museum for you.
That's always been your style, hasn't it? Taking what's rightfully mine. Well, get ready for an earful. Nothing you ever stole from me can hold a candle to what I took from you.
What are you talking about?
After you jiggled your way into getting yourself voted most popular senior girl, I waited for the right time to get my revenge. And the night before graduation, after the football team had their beer bust, I found Bobby Duane staggering down Main Street, so drunk, He didn't know which way was up. I got him into my car. I drove him over to Madeline Marlowe's house and said, "Go on inside. Take your clothes off and get into your bed, Bobby Duane." Of course, I knew Madeline was spending the night with Donna Jo McCarty, so I called you, pretending to be Madeline, and begged you to come over the next morning to help me touch up my roots. I just couldn't resist the scene it would make when you found Bobby Duane there.
You took me to Madeline's house? I told you I didn't know how I got there.
I have never heard anything so hateful.
I know. I really outdid myself, didn't I? But it's nothing compared to what I'm going to do tonight. When I get to that dinner, I'll tell everyone there what you've all been up to. And something's wrong with my throat. Oh my God! My tongue! This coconut, those cookies, isn't there? I told you I'm allergic to coconut!
You did? Huh. Well, I guess I was so upset by how mean you were to all my friends, I just forgot.
You put her up to this! Oh no, I lost my...
Don't think for a minute I'm going to pass up this golden opportunity. Bunny Sutherland, I've put up with your spitefulness, jealousy, and egotism for 50 years, and I'm not taking it another second. I should lay you up for doing something that broke my heart and completely changed the course of my life. But that would make me, just like you, common as kudzu. And I can't change any of that now anyway. But there is something I can do. Here at Spotty Dot, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. So, you are out of here, Toots!
Bunny exits, downstage left.